Mr. William Babwati. Thanks for tuning in. Mr. Stephen Agla, I've just seen you. Lake in Adenta. Sibido, Texas, USA. Isaac James in Abukobi. Dotson Tenge, I see you. And Asantua mixing your boy. Big Hills inside Adenta. If I see you, Maxwell Adu Ochre registered. Charles Inkumin Kaswa, I'm ready for wisdom. Actually, Charles, I'm ready today. I'm coming to get your wisdom. Laurentia in Nungwa. Where is Laurentia in Tema? Ajiman Joseph Community 9. Dr. Cynthia Tego. Lawyer Martin Pebu. Ariel Entry. Tojo from Tema New Town. The girls inside Adenta have already said good evening to you. Where are the Canadians? Dr. Jonas Ladmi, listening all the way from Mumbai, India. Doctor, God be with you. God be your healer. Frederick Frimpong Belfi OEP Estate. It says, pleasant to hear you every Monday. I'm already seated, ready to listen. Larry from Spintex. Let me greet Nana in Spintex as well. Today we're going to run our own survey. Have a discussion. Not much of an opinion. Anadagodu from Avetime. Kojia Hine Okwampa, Nana Apredi Hine himself. Pleasure and an honor to have you on board. 28th of December, we're all going to be in Apredi. We are always in Apredi. folks, we start the way we start. I should have done a show on dyslexia. So my computer screen suddenly just went black. And so then I had to, you know, handwriting. And those of us with dyslexia, we pray and thank technology. We have automatic spell checks and all that. You should have seen scribble. But God is with us. Folks, until the lions have their own historians, tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. And you know, I'll say that again. Folks, I said, until the lions have their own historians, the tales of hunting would always glorify the hunter. Hello and welcome to the most opinionated hour on radio and the nation's thought-provoking hour. I am Nana Ansakwa IV, Chief of the Little Republic of Akwamu Edumasa, and I say thank God it's Monday, a fine Monday to meet up, as we always do, to perform one of radio's finest ritual, a ritual that we love and look forward to every Monday. Welcome to the ritual I call That's My Opinion, only on Joy 99.7 FM. At this time, every Monday, make it a point, tune in and join us. And our topic today, folk, is your mind made up? Have you already made your mind up? Let us all gather and make truth good. Folks, as I said, I'm keeping it simple today. I don't have much of an opinion. We're all going to have a discussion, you know. This is an honest and frank discussions amongst ourselves. But at least I have to set the pace, set the tone, so that, you know, we know what it is that we're discussing about. Folks, I was at a Cropon over the weekend. Now, one morning, it must have been about 5 a.m. thereabout. Then a sudden loud bang, I mean really bang, PA system. You know, vote well, vote for us, vote, vote, vote. You know, blaring out whatever it is the message was. I mean, I jumped. And I thought to myself, this is new. I mean, we are used to the, you know, usual little old lady with a handbag. Why they go preaching in the morning with their handbag? I don't know, but they always have their handbag, a little megaphone, you know, telling us all to repent before Jesus comes. And it's not allowed, as loud. I mean, those who live close to a mosque will hear the call. But this was like really raving loud, bang, pumping decibels. Folks, pushing decibels. So I thought to myself, I mean, are people yet to make their minds up? And if so, folks, startling people up from bed at dawn, does it help? I mean, I can imagine if you have a sick person at home or somebody suffering from insomnia and just managed to close their eye at 4 a.m. and 1 hour later, bang! Waking up to be reminded that 12 days you have to go and vote. Folks, as you know, it's 12 days to elections. 12 days. And to the average citizen of Ghana, it's the essence of our citizenship. Folks, we don't vote to live. We don't vote for good measures to help us survive or live. No, but we rather stay alive to vote. Folks, we live to vote. We love our votes. We stay alive for the opportunity to go and vote. And at all costs, and as I've said this 1,000 times, you can deny us every right in the Constitution. but you dare not. Deniers are right to vote. And after we vote, whatever the victor does with the power, it's not our concern. After we have survived just to go and vote, and we will get everything in front of us that stops us from voting. But after we have voted, transferred power to somebody, the person can do whatever their heart content, good, bad, evil, and yes, we just wait for 4 years for the opportunity to vote again. Folks, we have our classic voters. And as for them, it's NDC or it's MPP. Not even Jesus or Muhammad, peace be upon their souls, can change their minds. No. They are NDC or MPP. So they are our classic voters, and they seem to fought the majority. Then we have the few who keep changing depending on the issues at the time. They'll vote this one today, and if any year or another try, we are here. So they bounce between. For what you call the middle voters. And they say they are the ones who usually decide who becomes president. There are few in the middle who actually pay attention to what the news is or what the issues are, and then switch. But I must say, I can feel the energy of the third force creeping in a bit. This time I can feel the energy of a third force creeping in a bit. Some say, oh, look, there was even Guzitando and Kusifi. He shook the system and everything, and when we go to the ballot, nothing happens. But yes, you can feel that little movement of a third force. But folks, today I want us to discuss. Do we vote as a reward, or do we vote as a punishment? I mean, have you thought about it? Do we go and vote to say, look, I'm voting to punish this person? Or I'm voting to reward this person? And that's what we're going to try and discuss. Do we vote as a punishment, or do we vote as a reward? I think that the punishment vote seems to sometimes tricking about. People are voting because they are so angry with the system. And so they are constantly voting as a punishment. But then, we can discuss it. Folks, do we also look at the failures, or do we look at the gains to go and vote? Because everybody has failures and gains. So how's you going? Are you considering some of the gains, or are you just focusing on only the failures to say, no, we're failing, make call? Or do you weigh the options? There are 10 failures and there are 12 gains. So averagely, if you strike out, then it's a gain. Do we balance it that way? How is it that we vote? Are we voting for failures, or are we voting for gains? And then I just want to know, folks, by this time, are you still waiting for that something to move you? For those of you who are not yet, I don't know who to vote for. I hope you can come on the line and say, look, Nana, I'm undecided and I'm really waiting to hear this or see this or do something before I decide on who to vote for, who not to vote for. We've been overloaded with messages. And as the days draw close, campaigns have heated up. I think, folks, generally, it has been decent. I think. I may be wrong. I think generally it has been decent. No major routes. The usual misunderstandings which comes along with the anxiety and, the distrust and paranoia of elections. But no major breakdown. Language has been okay. About one or two that have slipped through the net that's really no. But I think language has been okay. Opponents take a dig at each other, but that's part of the game. That's part of the game. Opponents would always take a dig at each other. Vote for me, I'm better than him. Vote for him, I'm better than him. It's the usual. But that's, folks, that's my opinion today. Just mine. I'm not standing my ground or fighting anybody. How have you seen things? How have you seen things as we're approaching elections? Do you vote as a reward or do you vote as a punishment? Do you vote for the failures? Do you vote because of the failures or do you vote for the gains? And that's what I want us to discuss today. Nana, why can't my mind be made up? I'm very angry as an individual. My light went off last night at 7 p.m. and came on this morning at 10 a.m. This evening as I type, the light went off again, exactly 7 p.m. How can we live in a country like this? How I wish tomorrow was 7th December. My mind is made up, Nana. From Randy in Tema. So 0302-216-541. How have you seen the election atmosphere generally? How do you vote? Do you vote as a punishment? Do you vote as a reward? Or maybe you're undecided. Nana Kwesi is on the line. Hello, Nana Kwesi.
Hi, Nana. Good evening.
Good evening.
I'll vote for growth. That's what I'll vote for.
For growth, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
So, the positive has to outweigh the negative. Okay, you can't get it all 100%. But the positives have to outweigh the negative. I look out the basic amenities, what have you done about it? Because that's what we build on, really.
Mm-hmm.
I look at value for money. Okay, the things that you say you've done, did you blow the figures or this was value for money? I look at quality. It's not just about what you say you've done. It's about how quality it is. And this and leads so many basic and basic things. So that's the reason why I'm going to vote this year, Nana. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much there. 0302216. Shame in Prapram. Going definitely for the third option. Shem, I voted for you. You're going for the third option.
The third option is what? Radical change. Reset. Total reset. Of course. No, it's pretty simple. You see, previously I would say Ghanaians used to vote on mediocre things, trivialities. Mm-hmm. But 1616, we've finally seen it. If you're even going to come from Kwame Nkrumah's time, everybody that has come from Kwame Nkrumah's time is more or less demolition squad. They've destroyed it. There's no state of patriotism in Ghana anymore. Mm. So what I say is this, look, more I am say, MPP cannot, like the average Ghanaian cannot vote outside MPP and NDC. I have only a simple riddle for you. Mm-hmm. If Kwame Nkrumah's CPP is almost obsolete today, why do you think NDC and MPP cannot be obsolete as well? Look, it's not as if whoever we are looking at as the other option is going to solve all our issues, but at least it gives us a reset. These people are more or less leeches, like they are parasites.
Hmm.
And Ghana is the host, and we are all suffering as a result of it. Let us not go to the polls, go and do MPP and NDC things again, and then we'll still be calling that my opinion, making our opinions heard, and Charlie, let us change that cycle.
Hmm.
Let us do it for the presidential, let us also do it for the parliamentary seat as well. More independent candidates. If your MP is not working, kick him out. We've all seen the ones that are working within Parliament.
Mm.
We've all seen them. No more, no long talk. Don't go and stand there and say, NYSC, NY, Charlie, we know both of them. It's just like this. I'm in summary. We are not voting for remedial president. The presidency is our highest office. We don't need people who have attempted at it to come again to ratify their errors. Now that we need a vice president who can do so much now, but it's saying that, look, we are not talking anymore. That's our highest office. So let's look for, if it's a youngster, let him go there. Let us see what best we can also do. Let us start at the minimum, and then Ghana will move forward.
Shine before you go, but generally, yeah. How have you seen the campaign, the atmosphere, generally?
Generally, the usual rhetoric, propaganda. Last week, I was in the prime traffic. There was heavy traffic. So what I did was engaging drivers on the opposite side. I asked you, how long have you been? And some were saying 2 hours. Some were saying 2. Then I asked you, into who better about anything? And one was actually, yes, it's same. Hey, then I watched that. I was in the car with that. Then I watched that. Then I nodded my head. I moved on to another vehicle. I thought that was, you know, when we get into Momo, the best thing I come, I'm going to miss the best thing I could be a, what about 1 year, 2 years, you know? So I feel it's divided, but the average Ghanaian feels Okotuma, the people we want them to vote for, Watunaba say. But if all thousands of us say we are going in this direction, we even help the electoral statistics. I hope you get it. But it's the usual rhetoric. Charlie, Omu, we can't wait, no way, so can't wait. Maybe I may say, you can't promise those things anymore. So
that's
it.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's the energy I feel. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Abu Mohammed is in Japan, my territory. Hello, Abu.
Yeah, good evening, Nana.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, for me, I've already made my mind.
You're not voting.
I'm not voting. For people like you that I respect that much, not to convince me to vote, I don't even register. Because if maybe I have registered, someone like you will convince me to go and vote. But me, to do my own survey, where I work, I just come from job right now. I ask many of my guys whether will they vote. Some tells me yes. Even if they will go too old to vote, they will do so. Others tell me they don't even remember that there's something called vote. So the reason I will not vote as well is because I'm disappointed. And the only weapon I have to express that disappointment is to listen to vote. But if Ghanaian vote for whoever, and he come and Ghanaians are satisfied with that fellow, then now he will change my mind and I'll begin to vote. For me, my mind has already made up. I'm not voting.
I hear you, my brother. Tofik is in Adabraka from Tufts-Met.
Nana, good evening.
Good evening, my brother. How are you?
I'm good, yourself?
I'm very well.
We thank God for the good work you're doing for the Mount Elon. Nana, I'm still not convinced, though.
Okay.
I'm not voting. I don't think...
But that's 12 days. Do you think something can change between now and 12 days?
Nana, who would change that? Because none of the candidates, at least the poll putting out to be manifestos, I'm not convinced. I would have gone for a third force, which would have been specifically Alan, but the way and manner he also went about his resignation, I'm not convinced.
Oh, Tofik, sorry about that line drop, but I got Derek in Labadi. Hello, Derek.
Derek, my godfather.
Yes, sir.
Your register. Your register, sorry. Nana, it's a bit dicey here. Because, like, my position as always, until we get a national development plan and we throw all these manifestos away, Ghana will not head anywhere. I said this because, one, are we purposeful? Do we even understand what the elections are about and whether we vote for the implications? I beg to differ. We don't consider all these parties. All we know is like, oh, I'm NDC, I'm MPP. So for reward, punishment, I don't even know. But you know where I stand.
thank you.
Because the point here is, the current president knows me very well. He knows me very well. I always go to him. Called him. He asked me to go pick t-shirts. And I went there, picked the t-shirts. 8 years on, you call and they don't even mind you. I try sometimes, maybe.
Okay. That's personal. I want the general one. So let's leave.
The general one is you know, Ghanaians have to sit up because to allow them to play with our minds. No, I think it's suicidal. We've been seen 30 years and we are still counting. Are we moving forward? Are we progressing? I mean, those are the salient questions we need to ask ourselves. But if we don't assess them on these grounds. And then we'll be listening to the, you know, lofty ideas and all that. And then, it, because if you wear the two, it looks like they are all playing the same game. If you read their manifestos, read the same. So where do we stand as citizens? And what are the benefits drivable after the election? Maybe that's my question. Because I've heard all these stories over and over, and it's not helping in any way. So today, if you are telling me another story, and it's like the same old script, you know, written with a different set of words. But A can be A with another A with another meaning. So if you change something and then you say the same thing, I'm smart enough to know you are just rebranding and then readjusting what you did in the past that doesn't work for you. You see, so to me, we need to sit up. There are areas that if we focus on. The last time somebody was criticizing you for coming up with, if we can be innovative enough in creating some things like fugu and other things, and then it became something else.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same as if we are to go focus on just agri. And this little things like this fugu thing and then some few other things, we can break even and take good care of ourselves. But for somebody to come and then contract all these big loans, and at the end of the day, you tell me out of the 1,000 projects I'm doing, I can only commission maybe 90 out of the 1,000. But the rest are 97%, 60-something percent near completion. Come on, are we joking? Can't we set our priorities straight? That, okay, I'm constructing a highway, and I know I don't have the money for Accra to Kumasi, and I have the money from Accra to Kebbi. I can just do that. Accra to Cape Coast, I can do that. Accra to Aflao, I can do that. Accra to Kotobu, I can do that. So even your place, and then we'll be moving on. But it's like you package about 1,000 projects whilst you know the budget you have. I think we are marking time. Honestly,
Derek,
with the current crop of politicians, we are marking time.
Derek,
to follow them.
Thank you very much, Derek. Thank you.
Yeah.
Ajuman Joseph is on the line.
Good evening, the greatest king.
Ajuman, nice to hear. I'm very well, and nice to hear from you.
I think we've made a lot of discussions concerning what is going to influence our votes.
Ajuman, let me pick your brain. Generally, how have you seen the election atmosphere? Generally, your general view.
Yeah, it has been intense, but I think one party is ahead of the other. But though the messages across, I'm not too much convinced about their messages.
I was actually asking in terms of like routes and misunderstandings and things. I don't know. I think this one has been a bit on the low side. I don't know, but maybe
it is on the low side because you've made to realize that whatever you do, I mean, people vote according to what they think is good for them.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's very interesting that the voting is going to be focused on the swing voters.
Mm-hmm.
They will sit down and decide. And the decision is fine, 8 years, 8 years. Should they bring the 8 or should we change? On what grounds should we change it? So now it depends on the swing voters. But some people like us, we've made up our mind already.
Mm-hmm.
I know where my votes go always,
mm-hmm.
and what is going to change me. But we have to bear it in mind that you cannot say that any CNPP, they are all the same. They are not the same. They might be similar, but there are some differences. So for me, I've made up my mind. But it depends on the swing voters,
mm-hmm.
to decide for us this time around. Because NPP is saying that, fine, COVID, war, and some people are also saying that even the COVID, there were some money given to us as a relief. And where is the money? COVID is no more, we are paying levy. So that's the line that people are going to draw,
mm-hmm.
right, to see whether they were set breaking the 8 or you have to change it.
Well, I have Emmanuel from Taifa on the line. Is he a swing voter or is he a classic voter? Emmanuel, good evening.
Good evening, man.
How are you?
I'm good by grace. My first time, though.
Great. I'm great. I'm good. But it's not your first time listening.
No. Oh. I mean, from the very beginning, I've been listening.
Wow.
The very first time. You know, but I'm one of the silent, you know.
The silent listeners, no, okay.
Yes. But today, in fact, I'm driving through darkness to my house right now.
Wow.
They've taken the power. And, you know, clearly, the signs are on the wall that we are going to, there's imminent, you know, trouble.
Hmm.
When power, whether it will change hands or it doesn't change hands, there'll be trouble as far as the light issue is concerned. My mind is made up.
Okay.
But I just want to make a few things, the observations that I've made. Sure. I've realized that government in power is lowering the standard for whoever comes, even if they succeed, you know, to take over, to continue. They have lowered the standard so drastically. Ghanaians, naturally, we are good at, you know, celebrating mediocrity.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody will come and say, if this guy has done this bad, then the little that I'm doing, you guys should appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, you are doing the worst thing, the person that is coming. So I feel that this current government have lowered the standard. In fact, I mean, when we are talking about family and friends, is legendary in this case.
Hmm.
So the next person comes and says, okay, you have 10 people in government, so me too, I'll bring 5, which is not going to work for us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see, it is never going to help us in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, development, as I know it, is not necessarily about building high-rise, you know, putting up high-rise buildings or whatever it is. It is area-specific. It is settlement specific. So if you go to my village, Ada, and in my typical village where maybe the farmer need a dugout, you know, the community needs a dugout so that they can do their farming.
Mm.
Then you go promising heaven on earth. First of all, they can't even connect.
Mm-hmm.
They can't connect. And I feel that it is so easy to govern when you allow the people to be part of it. Nana, if you ask me that, you want to help me build something, but then, my son, bring in this amount, bring in 10% of what I want to help you with.
Mm.
I feel ownership.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that my sweat is in there.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, I partially own it. But when there's a total disconnect between the governance and the govern. It will not work. And we'll be going around in circles. 30 years, what do we have to lose of? Nothing. And they are taking advantage of the fact that Ghanaians are peaceful, Ghanaians are, you know, and my first time, so I don't want to talk too much.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And greetings to the family. Abusa Jackson in Cape Coast.
Good evening,
my brother.
I hope the family is doing well.
They're doing very well.
We thank God for your life, and we thank God for your good work you are doing for Managala.
Amen.
Nana, I will agree with Abu from Jompo.
Mm-hmm.
Nana, we the citizens of this country, we are not serious. That's why so-called leaders take us like that.
Mm.
When you are doing business, you are not getting profit, you don't continue. How can I go and vote for somebody to take care of my life? When I buy prepaid, I can't even enjoy the prepaid. And when I have water, my water is not flowing. Now go and queue again and vote. That means me myself, excuse my language, I don't have brain or I'm not thinking. So for me voting, I'll repeat it again. Enjoy FM. I'm not going to vote. Because I don't know who, or I don't know the reason why I'm voting. So for me, if we all can agree like that, these people, they will learn a bigger lesson. They should carry their wife and their children to go and vote for them. They are enjoying. We are suffering. We are working, but we are suffering. They should do so. For me, I'm not thinking about voting, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking about how to take care of my family, how my children will get a better education so that they will say they are doing free education. 900 children in this school have only 20 toilet facilities.
and they will send their children to a better education. And later on, their children will come back and come and rule my children. We should be serious in this country. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, and I hear your passion. Kaketo Inteshi.
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Fine, sir. How are you?
I'm very well.
I'm a passionate listener of your program.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
First and foremost, let me draw your attention to your number, the number you've been giving us.
Yeah.
It appears many people joined the program in the mid of the program. Last week, for instance, I waited and you didn't mention the number again. So today I have to record it on my phone. So in the course of the program, we also asking you to remind us of the number so that the new people who join the program, they will know and call.
Thank you.
Now let me come to the topic.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask, I'm only going to mention one name.
Mm.
I've made up my mind already, and I'm an anti-corruption leader fighter.
Okay.
And President Mahama was accused from 2012 to 2016 as being corrupt. So my expectation is that if genuinely, really, he was corrupt, as Nana Akufo-Addo and Bawumia said, they should have investigated him, then put him in jail. But they didn't do that. So 8 years of Rawlings, it was changed. Kufuor came, 8 years, it was changed. Mills Mahama came, 8 years, it was changed. And Nana Akufo-Addo has come. For me, as an anti-corruption crusader, the wrongs that has gone on under Nana Akufo-Addo and Bawumia administration, I want President Mahama to come. That is the only reason why I'm following, or I'll be voting for President Mahama. He should come and deal with the wrong. There's too much wrong in discipline in Ghana. The political class. We live in a political class where I see them as greedy. I see them as selfish. I see them as wicked. And I see a lot of vampirism in the political class in Ghana. This is a country where the political class are saying that the people are suffering. But all of them are driving in $400,000 vehicles. That is a political class, though. They say the people are suffering. And they want to come and alleviate the suffering of the people. But the same people, almost all of them, and the danger is that the youth who are following them, their appetite for this $400,000 Land Cruiser Prado is amazing and worrying. If the political class doesn't change, and I expect President Mahama to come and change this. It is happening in Burkina Faso. Ibrahim Traore is driving in a $10,000 vehicle. Why is the Ghanaian political class saying that Ghanaians are suffering, but they are driving in $400,000 vehicle? And today, it has become a fashion. If you don't drive in $400,000 Land Cruiser or Prado, you are not a human being in Ghana. Somebody has not bought a bicycle before. He has not bought a motor before. Then he becomes a deputy minister. He becomes a minister. Then the president look in the faces of Ghanaians and put a person in $400,000 vehicle. Are we serious? Do the political class think about the people? That is my concern. And I'm calling on President Mahama. For President Mahama, I'm calling to hurt this. I don't want to use any hard words,
mm-hmm.
but I see it as insensitive. I see it. I'm not sure Kwame Nkrumah lived that kind of life. Kwame Nkrumah ruled this country for 9 years. He never had a quarter. Kwame Nkrumah never worked in the political classes in this. So, senior, for me, the third class in this country, they must change their orientation towards people. It is deceptive. I am using your platform,
mm-hmm.
wherever President Mahama is, to tell President Mahama that I'm going to vote for him to come and fight corruption. I am a Martin Amidou boy. You think if Martin Amidou is president of the Republic of Ghana, or Dr. Kosiu Gabra is president of the Republic of Ghana, excuse my language, all these things going on, indiscipline, disrespect for rules, no patriotism,
no nationalism, no selflessness, nothing. You think if Martin Abido or Steve Gabra, these people, or this class of people, or people who think like them, they are running this country, you think all these things will be going on? So, President Mahama is the leader of the NDC. He is the only person who can arrest the MPP people. MPP people have done a lot of wrong.
Okay.
They are unable to clear them because Nana Akufo-Addo has become clearing agent.
Thank you.
I don't want President Mahama to be clearing agent.
Thank you very much. Your point is being made. And so the number is 0302216541. 0302216541. And Godwin is in North Lagos.
Yeah. Nana, good evening.
Good evening, Godwin.
You know what our problem is? It looks like we don't really know what our problem is. Okay, that's a problem. Now, how many of us will entrust our businesses in the hands of others for the same people to self-regulate? How many of us? None. None.
God, you move away from your radio set.
Yes.
So
none of us will do this. But do you know that collectively, Nana, collectively, we actually made to entrust the resources and the affairs of our country in the hands of a party for the same party to self-regulate. And then we expect them to do the right thing. Okay, we often confuse changing government to a good government. No, good governance is not guaranteed by changing government. It is guaranteed by the system we place our leaders to work for us. So long as we have this 1992 constitution where the parties we entrust the affairs of our country to are to self-regulate themselves, approve to themselves, investigate themselves, report to themselves, and prosecute themselves, and expect them to live up to expectations. This is totally delusional. Okay? With such a system, we'll only be offered, you know, the devil and the deep blue sea. Today we have the devil. Yes, today we have the devil. I mean, what's the description of the devil? The devil, the definition of a devil is anybody who comes to steal and to destroy. And then now we think that deep blue sea is okay. We'll move to the deep blue sea and we'll face the same thing. Okay, our problem is the system we practice. Our problem is the system we practice, Nana. Until we change this system, until we crusade, we advocate, okay, to change this system to where those we entrust the resources, the affairs of our country to, are not masters unto themselves. I'm sorry. We'll still be going back and forth, and democracy shall continue to be a relentless effort of what? Elect and regret. We'll always elect and then we'll regret. This is what we're going to do.
Thank you very much, my brother. And I have Joe in Kasua. Hello, Joe.
Yeah.
Good evening. I've thrown so many things in the pot. You pick one up, pick one up, and let's go.
For me, Nana, anyway, this is my first time of listening to your program.
Oh.
And yes, I am enjoying it. Oh. But in fact, I have a problem.
Let me hear.
And my problem is about the constitution that we are rolling since 1992. Look at the parliamentary situation as at now. I am expecting our parliamentarians to look into the constitution and where there's the need for amendment. But it seems when it most of the, let me say, the constitution favors them. So most of them, they just keep quiet to certain issue. Let me give you an example. Assuming me, a layman, because of party politics, my party comes to power and I am appointed a DC, District Chief Executive Officer. Immediately, I become the Chief Security Officer of the district. Meanwhile, I am not trained to be. I don't know anything concerning security. But the Constitution made it automatically the DC becomes. Meanwhile, the police officer who has been trained a sideline the same thing goes on the region and the national. Mm-hmm. And I'm expecting the politicians who are always urging us to fight for democracy to do good to the constitution. But what do we see? Stealing here, stealing there, stealing everywhere. Look at Akufo-Addo. I will protect the public purse. Look at him. It's very shameful putting your statute at where the road has not even been completed. And this man don't have head to think about the people that fought for you, the people who put their trust in you. In fact, these politicians, they are disappointed people. They are thieves, all of them. They are, most especially these MPP guys.
Most
of them.
Okay.
Most of them. You are saying, how do we see the political
the terrain, yes.
Look, I have studied, and maybe one day I'll come and tell you why. Consider when the MPP is in opposition and they want to come to power. Consider what happens. What happens if they are in position and they want to maintain it? Consider what happens. These people are vampires. NDC, MPP, and whatever. For me, I will always prefer military. In fact, I miss 1979. I really miss 79. But I will see him. What is the change? We are fighting for democracy. And look at what they are doing to us. It's most of us are angry, seriously angry, until the politicians, they sit down, do something about this constitution and do massive amendment and then take care of the poor masses. Other than that, what will happen one day, my brother, it will be more than. And most of our chiefs, and majority of them have aligned themselves. Money crazy. Somebody, the people who are not entitled to be installed as chief, they'll go and collect money, put somewhere, and they'll come and misbehave. Our chiefs are also part of it. So the system, we have to reset. Ghana need resetting. And until we get a very strong person, God bless us all.
Thank you very much, and good night to you too. Whew. Days, Ghana will still be standing. The little Republic of Masai will also still be standing. The two republics within the Republic will be standing. Republic of Ghana and the Republic of Edumasa. 12 days. Tempests will be measured. Temperatures will be calm. We shall still be Ghanaians and look forward to voting the next 4 years. At all costs, we will keep hope alive. Cannot destroy the country where James Savage won't come.